Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
Well, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. It is the 26th of November here in 2020. It has been an interesting year, and, well, I'm thankful for a lot of things. How about you? And in fact, let's talk about what you're thankful for today. No, I'm quite serious. This is just, I'm going to open up the phone lines if you're thankful. It doesn't have to be politics today. If you're just thankful for something in your life and in your world, why don't you share it with the rest of us? Seriously. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Email to Jeff at 1220.am. This is Political Coffee, and I'm thankful for this cup of coffee that I'm drinking right now because I needed it. Yep, there it is. I'm actually thankful for a lot of things. There are some political things going on, and we will talk about them on Political Coffee, but in all seriousness, what are you thankful for? Maybe you were a part of the big shindig at the Capitol yesterday, which I had a little bit of a hand in. I raised some money for it. And I know KSLM, we were playing commercials from Megan Marie. It was one of the organizers. Lots of people there. I got there early yesterday prior to lunch and delivered some tables and saw Amanda Vitale and just a lot of great folks just setting up and my friend Brad Morrison, and They were just all part of this great event, and the pictures are just they're just fantastic. The people sitting there and just having a great Thanksgiving Day meal, because it was Defy the Lockdown. That's what it was. So it was protest. It was political, but it was special. And actually, the Statesman Journal has a pretty good article about it today. If you want to look at it, I will put it up on my Facebook plan. It'll be on my Facebook page, rather. It'll also be on the KSLM page. So it was several hundred members and a lot of, just people, families, people from pro-Trump rallies. The Proud Boys were there, and a bunch of homeless people. And yeah, a few attendees were wearing masks, because if you read anything about the Swedish study that was everyone was so expecting was going to prove that masks are the thing you have to do. It was this massive Swedish study, made no difference at all. Zero. That's why I don't wear a mask. I wear a face shield over my face. Something about a mask that I just don't like, and I don't like it for as much as spiritual reasons as other things. I don't. Being muzzled in America, we celebrate liberty. We celebrate that liberty in the First Amendment, and it's pretty powerful. Anyway, no cops were seen there. They were there, of course, because they're always there. That's what they have to do. So Kate announces she extends a bunch of restrictions. Except she announced that she was loosening some restrictions on bars, restaurants, gyms, stores, and religious organizations. But, you know, the problem with that is it was a two-week freeze. This is the two-week freeze, the time. If you go back to the original stories, they said it was going to end on December 3rd. So it's really, it's much ado about nothing, except that Kate is a master politician. You see, she doesn't like being sued by the Restaurant Association, even though they lost the lawsuit. The judge tossed it out, which I think is, well, it's just judges these days. The reality is this. The arguments made about her, she doesn't want any further challenging to her authority. That's the issue, okay? So she comes out and she announces something that she was going to do anyway, just to try to make it look like she's being the benevolent dictator. Well, it's here in Marion County, Linn County, Benton County, Clackamas, we're all Columbia County, and Deschutes County over in Bend is the only one that's really outside of the valley. But at any rate, she was going to do this anyway, folks. She's just trying to get a little bit, you know, she doesn't like being raked over the coals in national media, does she? Being mocked and made fun of by tons of radio hosts and TV hosts for her snitch on your neighbor, rat out your neighbor thing. So last night, as I was traveling, I texted it's kind of been a little bit of a theme of mine, but I texted a friend of mine, and I just said to her, I said, look, have a great Thanksgiving. Don't get arrested. She texted me back and she said, yeah, well, I'll have a great Thanksgiving, but I can't promise I won't get arrested. You know, because if you have too many people in your house, you know what that means. At any rate, friends, it is Thanksgiving Day. What are you thankful for? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. You send me an email, I will do my best to read it on the air. Speaking of that, I got an email, let's see, from Dwight. He said, here's a brief quote that serves to summarize 2020. We began 2020 with the quote, we're all in this together. We ended 2020 with the quote, report your neighbor. Most certainly food for thought on Thanksgiving Day. So, Jeff, thanks for your creativity and hard work during this last year. I give you much credit for being able to reach back and come up with new and entertaining ideas for interesting content for your shows. May God bless you and your listeners who contribute in so many ways to accomplish the goals of your show. Keep praying and keep moving forward. And good job. Thank you, Dwight. That's very kind of you. And it makes me just humbled to be, and that's not a false humility. I am honored to have the opportunity to be behind a microphone, first of all, and then secondly, to have so many of you in the audience. Yeah, you know, to listen to what I'm proposing in terms of your political activity, how you can persuade the persuadables. And I want to thank so many of you who turned out yesterday to bring food and to help out at the Capitol to defy the lockdown protest with a great Thanksgiving Day meal, well, pre-Thanksgiving Day meal. It really was a blessing to a lot of people. More importantly, it was an opportunity for people to come together psychologically right now. We need that. You know, Dwight's email here is really exemplary of just kind of where we're at right now in the culture. Now, this COVID thing, then all the tyranny that continues to emanate from tyrants, petty little tyrants like Kate Brown. And now we have this impacting some of our great traditions that go to the basis of who we are as people. Celebrating, well, liberty. Celebrating that with our families. Nothing's more important than your family. When you get a petty little tyrant like Kate Brown suggesting or saying, just ordering you, she said. It wasn't suggesting. She ordered us, remember? Not to meet with more than six people. Yeah, that's what petty tyrants do. That's what regressive totalitarian Marxists do, and that's Kate Brown. So to those of you who were there yesterday, I could not get back there for the event just because I needed to go travel somewhere. And so it really disappointed me because I was hoping to meet many of you. And when I do meet many of you at some of these rallies that we've been holding in our Capitol worship events, and we will have a Capitol worship event, by the way, on the 20th, we are going to sing Christmas carols. I think Kate is going to be the Grinch trying to steal Christmas. I think she's going to try to come up with an excuse to make us all stay home for Christmas, just like this, just like during Thanksgiving. We're going to protest by singing Christmas carols on the steps of the Capitol building. That's going to be on the Sunday afternoon, the 20th, okay, of December. So just mark that on your calendars. All right. a few other things going on, but truly, what are you thankful for? Let's go to Rich, who's on the line. Rich, good morning. What are you thankful for, my friend?
I'm thankful for many things, friends, family. I'm thankful that people are waking up, and I want to thank you for not getting too hurt when I miswrote my text to you yesterday. I meant to include you as one of the few people that try to make everybody know what's going on, and it seems like it falls on deaf ears until the very end. And the other thing, too, is that we now have the color code for concerns of the election year / economic reset virus, just like New York does. So to me, it seems quite comical sometimes that when one tyrant comes up with something, a few days later, a few of them follow it, and it seems like that they get a chance, each one of them gets a chance to come up with something crazier.
Well, there's very few original thinkers, I think, amongst these totalitarian, regressive Marxist governors, whether you're Andrew Cuomo or you're Kate Brown or Gavin Newsom. I will say this, I in a little bit of Kate Brown's defense, and there's not much I'm going to defend her on, folks, but, you know, to be in all honesty, Rich, she has tried to be less onerous in some ways in terms of shutting down businesses and so forth. I mean, she really resisted that longer than what Inslee did in Washington or Newsom down in California. So I'll give her a little bit of credit there. But let me ask you something. Do you think something, I mean, you said something at the beginning of your comments. Do you think people are waking up? What do you think the outcome of that's going to be, Rich?
I don't know. I'm hoping it's more people are upset enough to actually start calling in and being a part of things to try and get this moved the right direction peaceably. But we'll see.
Well, I think we will. And I think if yesterday at the Capitol was any indication, there's lots of people who are hungering for liberty and socialization with people. We don't like this business of being forced to wear masks. And we certainly do not like petty little tyrants like Kate Brown ordering us to not congregate with more than six people. Rich, are you having folks over for your place? Or are you going to get arrested today?
No, we're going over to my my daughter's stepdaughter's house with all the people that'll be there.
And oh, I so think she
Kate
can
Brown
get arrested.
Is also
then.
Going
okay.
to keep us down until sometime in January.
All right, Rich. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Thanks for calling, friend. It's always good to hear your voice.
You too. Bye.
That's Rich. So, what are you thankful for on Thanksgiving Day, 2020? Of your health, maybe of your family. Still having the opportunity to exercise your First Amendment right, maybe your Second Amendment right. What is it? I'd love to hear from you. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC Talk Line. Shoot me an email to Jeff at 1220.am. I'll read it on the air.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
I am thankful for Stacey Ann, who follows me every day, Monday through Friday, here with Good Morning Salem. A couple of great hours of her unique style, a very positive talk show. Thoughts in talking with you. I'm thankful for her because she is now keeping my podcast up to date for me. Thank you, Stacey Ann. I can't tell you how thankful I am for that because I'm just woefully behind, and she's just fantastic for that. And I'm also thankful for Don and Cindy, the owners of KSLM, for not only giving me the opportunity. Being the owners of a great company called ProBioscience, Yeah, they own ProBioscience also. This is the CBD company that I not only sell my CBD to, but I, because I grow hemp, folks, but I also buy my CBD from ProBioscience. In fact, this morning, I did not sleep well on my neck. Sometimes it's, you know, I have some neck trouble just when you get my age and some of my injuries. You know, that just happens, all right? And so I used this fantastic pain stick. It's the 1330 milligram pain stick. It's the menthol flavored, if you will, because I used to be a peppermint farmer, so I love menthol, okay? I love the smell of it. I love the way it tingles on your skin. Anyway, I used this stuff this morning because I was just really tight and painful, and I feel great. You know what tomorrow is Black Friday, and ProBioscience has a very special sale tomorrow, 30% off. See, normally on my show, if you use the discount code for the month of November, Thanksgiving, and you buy online, you get 15% off, okay? Tomorrow, it's double that. It's 30% off. So go to pro-bioscience.com. If you have aches and pains, this, I have never used a product as good. Many of the CBD creams wash off. This pain stick product, it stays on you through multiple washings. I know because I can feel it, and it works. So maybe you ought to check it out. Pro-bioscience.com. Tomorrow, Black Friday, 30% off. What a deal, huh? My thanks also. I'm thankful for my friend Anne Marie, who's recovering from another little surgery. She sent me, well, it's the only way you can describe it is a, I guess, a validation of what it is that I share with you every day. The purpose of this radio show is to help you change your world by persuading persuadables. People in your world that can go either way politically. It's your opportunity to help lead them to the point where that light bulb goes on in their head and they say, you know, I need to start doing things differently. I think it's pretty obvious that that happened in the presidential election as Donald Trump got 10 million more votes that we know of, more than he got 4 years ago. The light bulb went on a lot of people's heads. And that goes back to Rich's comment, right? About hoping that people wake up. Well, anyway, Lance Wallenau is one of these evangelical prophets. He's got YouTube video and he's on Facebook. Wallenau is W-A-L-L-N-A-U. Anyway, she sent me a great Facebook post from him that says, score points with those who are persuadable. Now, that's something to think about because today, where are we at in America politically? We're very divided. So if you're at a Thanksgiving Day celebration today, maybe you're with friends, maybe you're just with family, maybe you're in jail because you violated Kate's order. You know, Hooters, you can always share good things about politics with your cellmates. At any rate, I'm just joking, friends. But I'm not joking about persuading the persuadable because there are many things that are happening. Like, for instance, last night, Sidney Powell released the Kraken. She did. Just before midnight, she filed a 104-page lawsuit in Georgia alone. Now, she also filed one in Michigan. Now, I haven't even read a summation of that. But I have read a summation on the American Thinker about what she did last night in Georgia. Now, the Kraken, by the way, is not this creature from the Pirates of the Caribbean or Caribbean, however you say it. No, no, no. What she's referring to is the CIA program, computer software program called Kraken, folks. That's what she's referring to. Anyway, one of the things, and this is a long piece, and it repeats many of the things that we've heard her say about Dominion, blah, 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 blah. a lot of this stuff, and it goes through. And she also sued the governor, Republican governor, and the Secretary of State, who's a Republican, and the Georgia Board of Elections, many of which are Republicans. Now, remember, this is my theory to you, was that the reason that she had to break with Giuliani and the Trump team was very simple. She is going after these Republicans. Trump can't do that because he needs to go down to Georgia and start campaigning for these two Senate candidates. So she's suing all of them. Now, here's what's interesting about this, and here's what's different about this. The complaint offers, and it's 104 pages, folks, volumes of eyewitnesses and expert testimony about Dominion Systems' vulnerability to fraud. Now, it's even deeper than that. And she says, she alleges that China and Iran spied on the election and possibly manipulated it, and that agents of China and Iran actually accessed the vote counting computers, which are not supposed to be on the internet, except they are. Now, what's interesting about it, what's different about this complaint is that, number one, it actually identifies and summarizes the specific witness statements, and it details the specific acts of fraud and how they violate the state and federal law, as well as the Constitution. This is pivotal, friends, to help make the president's other arguments in federal lawsuits and Lynn Woods. It's interesting stuff. I'll have it up on the show plan. It's 6:30. What are you thankful for on this Thanksgiving 2020? Call me. Let me know.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 24 minutes till the top of the hour. Great to have you with us on Thanksgiving Day 2020. So what are you thankful for? Truly, we'd love to hear from you. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to jeff@1220.am, and we'll, in a momento, we'll get back to the phones. You know, there's a great article, well, actually, there's about three or four great articles in The Federalist. You go to thefederalist.com, and again, I'll put this up on the show plan on Facebook. One of them is by, you know, political talk show host Mike Gallagher. And he writes, after 400 years, the top reason people come to America is still freedom. And he's so right about that. It is, liberty is this thing that draws people to come to this country. Because in America, you can live free. That's why I think, you know, Rich's first, was our first phone call of the day. And what he said was so prescient. People are waking up because they're beginning to understand that their personal liberty, when Kate Brown, the petty little tyrant, orders us not to have more than six people in our home for Thanksgiving, not only does that violate the Constitution, but it violates our innate personal sense of liberty. And I think people are waking up to it. The question is, what do we do? How do we move forward? Also, there's another great article, and if I run out of things to talk about, there's another great article about the pilgrims in 1620. And I'm going to read you from this. It's also in The Federalist. And it's a bit of a long article, but it lays out the case. Well, Let me just read. Let me quote from the article. Quote, in truth, the Pilgrims and the Puritans who followed them were not 21st century liberal Democrats, but they created political institutions and practices that profoundly influenced the course of American politics and facilitated later experiments in Republican self-government and liberty under the law. They valued natural rights, rule by the consent of the governed, and limited government. And they were convinced that citizens have a right and perhaps even a duty to resist tyrannical governments. 400 years since the signing of the Mayflower Compact, we should honor their contributions to the creation of the American Republic. Friends, this is really important because we need to pass this along to our heirs, kids and our grandkids. Because generally speaking, this is not being taught in American public education. In fact, this piece lays out just a powerful argument that the Reformation and so forth, that a lot of, well, the ideas that were just articulated there in that short paragraph in this Federalist article, the idea of individual liberty and ruling by the consent of the governed, that we have natural rights, really comes from Judaism, from the Bible. It's a fascinating piece. And it's one of those things that you could maybe talk about today around the Thanksgiving dinner table. Talk about liberty. And you can get into discussions about, well, you know, there's 10 of us here, so 4 of us are going to jail. And just sort of get people's temperature about that. Then talk about liberty. And talk about how the Pilgrims and the Puritans came to America for religious liberty. The most fundamental thing that there is, inalienable rights guaranteed by God. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. What are you thankful for? Or send me an email to jeff@1220.am. Let me know by email. You know what I'm thankful for? I'm thankful for Art, because Art's on the line. Art, happy Thanksgiving to you, friend.
Happy Thanksgiving, Jeff. Boy, what am I thankful for?
Yeah.
I am thankful for all the blessings and challenges God has given me to become the person that I am. And the biggest challenge is to be better than I was the day before yesterday. You know,
there you go. I like that. That's good.
Well, you know, Jeff, we were put on this earth to serve Him, to do His work, and and that's it. I mean, I've been so blessed. I mean, on the 21st, I celebrated my 44th wedding anniversary to my high school sweetheart, who has stood beside me and helped me face the challenges through all this time, gave me 2 wonderful children. And, you know, what a blessing. On December 10th, yeah, I'm going to turn 65 years old. And God willing, you know, I'll be around to serve Him for as long as He thinks it's necessary. And that's what I'm thankful for, and that's what we should all be thankful for. This journey on earth, we need to do everything we can to create a better world, and I think all of us do that. And so that's what I'm thankful for, Jeff, because without God and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who died for us so that we could have everlasting lives. We would be nothing. I can't think what this world would be like if we didn't have that.
Amen. I mean, that's the crux of it. You know, there's such a great basis for our liberty and our ability to choose to worship our God, whether you're Jewish, whether you're Catholic, or you're evangelical, doesn't matter. In this great country, you have the opportunity to do that, or frankly, not choose to worship a creator at all. Art, be blessed today, friends. And
you
it's
too,
always
my
good
friend,
to hear your
enjoy
voice.
Your grandkids. I'm going to enjoy mine.
There you go. You should do that. And just don't get arrested today, Art, okay?
Well, hey, whatever happens, happens, you know.
Whatever happens,
he's in control, so
yeah,
hopefully
he is.
There won't be any disturbances, and we can enjoy and thank him for everything that he's bestowed upon us.
Yeah, you're right, and that's what Thanksgiving Day is really all about. Art, be blessed today.
Great
talking
day,
to you. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. What are you thankful for? Truly, what are you thankful for? Maybe it's just your health. Maybe you've had a difficult time. Maybe you had COVID and you got through it and you didn't think you would. Maybe you're just thankful that you have the right to call a radio talk show and talk about anything you want to talk about politically. Although today is Thanksgiving, so what are you thankful for? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to jeff@1220.am. You know, I'm thankful for our advertisers, because the fact that people, and being a small business owner, I know what it's like. People, you know, they start small businesses and they grow because they work hard. And any of you who've ever owned a business, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You work hard. It's really long hours, and you know that you have competitors out there. So you have to go the extra mile. You have to do something unique and special. And that's what Eric Azer does at Righteous Renovations. You know, there's a lot of contractors out there, and sometimes, especially those of you who've had bad experiences with contractors, yeah, there's nothing more discouraging than that. So how do you find a great contractor? Well, one of the things you do is check out their website and see if they have lots of testimonials. And that's what Eric Azer at RighteousRenovations.com has. Satisfied customers. And that to me is the clearest indicator that this man who lives his faith in the name of his company, Righteous Renovations, that he actually follows through. RighteousRenovations.com. You got a bathroom remodel, maybe just some repair work, maybe a new deck. Kitchen remodeling. Those are the things that he specializes in. RighteousRenovations.com. Yeah, I'm thankful for our advertisers. They stand the test of time. They work hard. And we want to help them be successful. RighteousRenovations.com. By the way, one of the things that is, and I want to thank Tim. Timothy sends me a lot of stuff every day. Some of it I use, and one of them is this new website that is the actual conservative opposite of what the Drudge Report has become. I don't read. It's called thelibertydaily.com. So along with my dislike of Facebook, Twitter. I've left Twitter. I'm now on Parler. I have left the Drudge Report. This is the conservative alternative, and it's got a lot of good stuff on it. TheLibertyDaily.com. Back in a moment with Tim, who's on the line. Hang on for the break. What are you thankful for on this? Stop the car.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
10 minutes till the top of the hour on Thanksgiving Day, 2020. What are you thankful for? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. In a moment, we're going to talk with Tim, see what he's thankful for. But I am thankful that Donald J. Trump became president, that he put three conservative originalist judges on the U.S. Supreme Court. You may not have heard this, but the U.S. Supreme Court ruled against Democrat petty tyrant governor Andrew Cuomo in upholding the Constitution guarantee of religious liberty in a slim 5-4 ruling. This had to do with Cuomo's limits on religious gatherings. This is profound for Oregon, folks. Believe me, it is. And of course, the traitor to the Constitution, and this is the headline in the LibertyDaily.com, turncoat John Roberts sides with the liberals. Thankfully, Donald Trump, I am so thankful. Remember what I've said to you all along, friends. I will consider, I've said this from the beginning, those of you who were listening to me know, I will consider Donald Trump's presidency successful if he reshapes the judiciary, because that will save the republic, friends. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. What are you thankful for today? Let's talk to Tim. Tim, what are you thankful for today, friend?
A couple things, as usual. Yesterday, I helped serve at the lunch. Unbelievable. I've never seen anything like it.
What do you mean?
For my, I'm sorry?
What do you mean you've never seen anything like it? Explain that.
The people that were there serving, the food that was laid out, it was just the whole atmosphere. It was just love. I've never seen
awesome. Before. Fantastic. That's what it's supposed to be, isn't it?
Yes, and all ages. Younger people, grade school, high school, were active on the line.
Yeah, so, you know, when I was there at the beginning, early, about 10 o'clock, and we were setting things up, I was amazed at the number of kids that were there. That's a tribute to the families who are teaching their kids about liberty.
And it was their attitude. Just like the parents.
Yeah, you know, that's something that's worth celebrating, isn't it?
Yes. It's what America is all about.
You're right.
One thing I noticed while they were while I was in line is how many Vietnam veterans there were. When I was a kid, of course, my dad was a World War II veteran. And now the veterans of Vietnam are just like World War II vets. Their age, everything.
Yeah, you know, that was, if you think about it, that was a group of veterans who went to war and, whether you agreed with it or not, came home and were just never recognized, like World War II was, like you've noted, or Korean War. And I think that they still continue to try to give back. And I honor that. I think that's powerful. Tim, have a blessed day out there. Don't get arrested, okay?
My son's
I don't want to have to come bail
not.
You out. That's our friend Tim. Tim, thanks so much. I appreciate it. Got an email from Michael. It's called Drats. Says, I forgot what time it was, so I've missed the first 18 minutes of your show. Said, I had an epiphany yesterday while wandering around in the cloud or reasoning as to why so many people are willing to go along with this boo-hoo flu restrictions. I personally think that it's because they have been bought and paid for and are waiting the next installment. Crazy, correct? The people have been given money to go along with the lawful restrictions of the imagined emergency. Tyranny is what is following in this declared emergency. So did you know that if your weapon is confiscated during a declared emergency and you can lawfully possess it, that the state will pay your lawyer fees for you to get it back? No, I didn't know that. That's interesting. And then he has his research, which is a bunch of statutes. And, you know, it's hard to argue with it. And he cites ORS 401-198. Okay. And actually several others. Thanks for that, Michael. And that goes along with what Rich sent me about, and I didn't know this, that the Speaker of the Oregon House is asking the governor to consider calling a special session. This is from State Representative Werner Reschke down in Klamath Falls, very conservative. Calling a special session using a never-used Oregon constitutional provision, Article 10-sub-A. This provides for a functioning state government given a catastrophic disaster, like a massive earthquake, war, tsunami, etc. He says that the bar to invoke this is so high, we don't even come close because it's about the COVID restrictions. I think he's right. We don't even come close to this. Now, the fact that the speaker is asking the governor to do this, you know what I would say to Representative Reschke? You need to get ready to file a lawsuit immediately because COVID doesn't even come close to Article 10 in the Oregon Constitution. Anne Marie writes me an email. She's thankful, well, about persecution. She said, I'm thankful that no one on this earth can silence my love for God, his people, and my faith. Many Christians have given their lives by refusing to deny Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Martyrs, the ultimate sacrifice. Right now, we have restraints placed in our meetings together, but we've really not been persecuted in the way so many have been. Christians have memorized the scriptures because they're not allowed to have Bibles. That's true in many places in the world, China being one of them. Thank you for freedom and belief in God's word. Thank you, Anne Marie. How true. How very true. I'm also thankful for freedom, heating, and air. You know, liberty is about freedom, and they have that concept in the name of their company. They've been in Salem a long time. And you know, if your furnace is not keeping up, or maybe your heat pump is not keeping up and you got issues, why don't you call them? Freedom Heating and Air. They have great discounts for veterans and for seniors. They're another great business that lives their freedom in their name. FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. Let's go to Philip. Philip, good morning. What are you thankful for on Thanksgiving Day 2020?
Good morning, Jeff. I'm thankful for my family, friends, and my health, and also liberty. I want to wish you and your family a happy Thanksgiving. I've got a letter to the editor from the Roseburg Beacon, if I could read it. It's a paragraph and a half. It dovetails off for the family gathering.
Unfortunately, we're out of time, my friend. I wish you could have time to do it. Send it to me by email, jeff@1220.am. And I'll try to include it in the show plan. Thanks to all of you out there who called in. Send me emails. Be blessed. Be thankful. Persuade the persuadables. And don't get arrested today. Stacey Ann's up next. See you tomorrow.